Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
The term glitch originates in the world of North American radio and television in the 1940s and 50s, and was ever since associated with failure. In this case, playing the wrong records, announcing the wrong commercial, or simply a very bad slip of the tongue.
And if there is the if you actually make a difference?
It came indeed from the German word glitch. Which can be translated with slippery. With its transition to electronics, it was also used to describe technical issues like corrupted signals, interferences, spikes or sudden changes in voltage, resulting in flickering lights, annoying sounds, and so forth. The term was later adopted by the American space program and mentioned in 1962 by then-famous astronaut John Glenn.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
To describe certain problems he and his team had with electronic circuits during Project Mercury. From there on out, it grew in popularity as an official astronaut's term and found with the rise of the computer industry in the 80s its way to the digital world. Ever since there are computers, there are also glitches. As video games were taking off, people began to discover and experience them, sometimes as an inconvenience, but also a way to break the boundaries of the system and exploit the possibilities that came with them.
As you mentioned, Moses, I remember one famous glitch in the gaming history was in GTA 3, Grand Theft Auto 3. The first one on the PlayStation 2. It's normally when you fall into the water, you die immediately.
Ah.
But you can jump in a certain angle from a certain spot to land kind of in the water atop a tunnel. And you can
run
over the water till you get the island. You can reach the island actually before you have reached the point in the game where this island gets free.
But you're not supposed to go there.
You are not
supposed
to survive
there,
but you can do it because
found...
it's some software. Or
it's an exploit.
Or whatever,
it's an exploit.
And maybe such a glitch was actually how the Jews got through the Red Sea.
You mean the parting of the seas is a glitch?
Yeah, the parting of the seas.
Oh, that's
a glitch.
Brilliant! That's an exploit. That's brilliant.
You go into console. You say no keep all waves
yeah.
off,
yeah.
and then
yeah.
you
yeah.
just part the mess.
And
the Egyptians don't even know what's happened. They
but
think it's a divine thing or like a Deus Ex Machina, insane level of super of admin.
Because it was actually not programmed the way that the Jews already get through the Red Sea.
No, the developer had
they
to have
had,
that option, but nobody was supposed to use that in
yeah.
game.
But therefore they afterwards had to wander 40 years through the desert.
Yeah.
Because actually
you weren't supposed to get on that part of the map this point
yeah.
in the game. Yeah.
They couldn't unlock the secrets
yeah.
of the Holy Land.
Jesus had to put it. God had to put in the DLC with the promised land because you weren't supposed to be here on level 10.
The greatest mystery that Jesus can walk on the water. It's just a glitch.
Yeah.
yeah.
Jesus has been playing
yeah.
the game long enough so he knows where all the exploits are
yes.
located. Yeah.
And
he just has a whole lot of respawns. This is brilliant.
How can he be the Son and the Father and the Holy Ghost?
No. That's a glitch as well.
Yeah.
He gets killed, he locks off the server, he logs in again.
Yeah.
The server has forgotten that his ticket is marked as dead. So he gets to respawn after 3 days. He has to wait the 3 days and then he
yeah.
can respawn.
Respawn, yeah.
yeah.
An interview of Jelena Petrovic, and you will listen to an interview with Jelena Petrovic, a feminist scholar, culture theorist, and art worker currently working on the politics of terror and glitch.
Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm at the moment in Santa Fe here.
While she used to or is still teaching at Ljubljana. I was in Ljubljana trying to make this interview with her while she was away in Vienna. We didn't manage at all, which means that we did manage, but the talk is not understandable. It was interrupted by a lot of glitches from outside and inside, the telephone connection, the noises in the background.
Yes.
No, actually, this concept is coming from animation, slow motion, old school animation. And my idea to deal with it was to somehow put in a kind of theoretical frame was coming from one artwork of Margarete Kern. She's one of the and some United Kingdom. And she did a few slow motion animations.
While Jelena Petrovic's work is strongly connected to collective knowledge production and the politics of emancipatory knowledge production, I found out that misunderstanding is one of the main issues in this process we had together.
I don't hear you actually. I cannot understand you.
because it was totally quiet and now it's just like, and I try to focus, but it's amazing. But it's totally glitchy, yeah, in a way. what I wanted to say, I don't know, maybe I can continue and you can see after this. Yes, that this concept of glitch is coming actually from this, what people do in the digital world.
So you can now listen to a dystopian idea of communication and failing due to glitches. Sounds, backgrounds, and at the end, artworks that overdrives it by just ignoring.
With the expansion of digital media, there was also a growing number of malfunctioning hardware and system failures. Screens on train stations and airports affected by a bug or extreme cold weather, LED displays shorting out, producing all sorts of colors and pattern, For most people, they were an inconvenience. Others appreciated the unique and fascinating aesthetics. Some photographers went on literal safaris to seek and capture these natural glitches. They became part of a new form of abstract art, glitch art. Given time, people learned to generate them artificially by corrupting source codes with hex editors or opening image files in audio editors, the so-called data bending. Programs were written to generate glitch aesthetics out of fractured images and even videos. Glitch became more and more a pop cultural phenomenon. The history of electronic music can be summed up in three steps. The creation of brand new sounds never heard before. The simulation of existing sounds, imitating nature as realistic as possible. And finally, the manipulation of recorded sounds, the abstraction of the concrete. With this, the age of sampling had begun and opened the genre to a wide range of new artists who couldn't afford expensive synthesizers or simply lacked the necessary skills. They were experimenting with all sorts of record media like magnetic tape, vinyl records, and last but not least, the compact disc. Compared to its predecessors, the CD had its limitations. It couldn't be cut and rearranged like a tape or scratched by hand on a turntable. It was a digital media and had to be read by a CD player. Untouchable and nearly impossible to interfere with. People were restricted to be mere consumers than artists, it seemed. But then came Japanese artist Yasunao Tonoe, who started in the early 1980s to experiment with damaged CDs. He used the repetitive skipping sounds to generate a new kind of rhythmic noise music. A decade later, the concept was reused by the German group Oval, who sets the focus on the more popular ambient music. With great success. Alongside other electronic artists like Pansonic from Finland or Ryoshi Ikeda from Japan, they helped to define a new subgenre in electronic music that adopted many names over the years but found its most iconic one in 1995 with the release of the album Worship the Glitch by Alp vs. Coil. In the meantime, the internet was growing and computer became more important tools to work with. Music wouldn't be just composed now, it could be written in code to create new tones, simulate natural sounds, and manipulate recordings in a way never known before. Thank you.
that in real life you have experiences where you're feeling okay, that feels now in some way like it would be a glitch in your some daily life experience. And for me, the interesting aspect would be if it's kind of an influence, because we have experienced glitches in games, so we now have the feeling that we experienced that also in the real life, or if it's just actually something very normal, this feeling that there is some maybe flaw in the reality, and we now just combine it with the experience of a glitch in a game.
In 1999, there was a dystopian science fiction flick arriving in theaters, starring Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne. Its name, The Matrix. In it, the world we're living in is exposed as an illusion, hiding the horrible truth that we're all enslaved by machines. The movie spreads the idea of glitch as an existential concept, a sign that there's something wrong with reality, or at least our perception of it. Which isn't that far-fetched, considering the hyper-realism we are already experiencing. Supermodels get photoshopped to create unreachable beauty standards, barely talented musicians using autotune to create their next big hit. But the so-called glitch in the Matrix is more than just a crack in the facade. It's a symbol of hope that there's more in life as the daily routines the system is offering us.
I'm gonna be
geht schon jetzt eine halbe Stunde so.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.